What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
All right. This is episode 167 of A Gal and a Gay. We are the Pop Culture Connoisseurs. I am Mick, and I'm joined.
And I'm Kitty. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You usually wait, pause to let me say it. So.
Well, I was going to let you just say your name, and then you could. Anyway.
Oh. All right.
We're here.
Right, we're here.
Yes. And so this week, we are talking to people who were in front of and behind the camera of the latest season of Queer Eye, which shot in Kansas City in 2018, and they're just now airing.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. They did season three that's already aired. Season four just dropped. And so we wanted to know what it was like to be on the show and interact with the Fab Five. So we were lucky enough to talk to somebody. And luckily enough, your husband knew somebody who was going to be on this show. And so, yeah, so you got a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, and in the previous podcast, in episode 166, we talked to Lucas Cohen, who was one of the camera operators, one of the three camera operators on Queer Eye. And of course, we've known Lucas, we've worked with him in the past. And so it was pretty cool to hear kind of all the behind the scenes stuff, that he was there for all 16 episodes. And then we found out that John Stoner, someone we know, was going to be on it, and I got invited to his watch party because we are friends.
Yeah.
And John Stoner was actually known in the Kansas City area because of the Kansas City Royals and the Kansas City Chiefs. He back in the time of the World Series when they won, he was known as the cat suit guy, and it is a fascinating story about where that came from. And you'll just have to watch the episode of Queer Eye to find out. And Lucas had told us about this episode that you need to watch out for the first couple minutes because something happened, and he hopes it made the cut because Lucas didn't edit the show. He just shot the show. Something happens that they should play in the first couple minutes that Lucas said had him rolling on the ground. It was so funny. So.
Right. So we'll have to see what that is.
But yeah. Anyway, so this is the John Stoner's episode is a pretty cute one. We haven't seen it yet, but he has a young daughter named Lucy, and JVN brought Michelle Kwan in for the episode. So
That's amazing.
So anyway, well, here's my interview with John Stoner, who will be in season four of Queer Eye.
Thank you so much for agreeing to do this. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so how many times have you watched the episode?
I've watched it once. I was going to try to have it be a surprise out here, but the producers told me it'd be a better experience if I watched it and I could talk towards it and things with my friends.
Got it. All right, so did you... So you watched it once.
Yeah.
Were you by yourself? Were you with Lucy?
I watched it in bed. Lucy was in there. It was this morning right when I woke up. And yeah, I watched it in there with the dogs.
What'd you think?
I thought it was great. You know, I was really nervous about, you know, we talked about some big stuff. And, and you know, you don't get on the show because you got your stuff together. You know what I mean? So I was like, what light are they going to paint here? And I thought they did great. They showcased how wonderful Lucy is and how I'm trying hard. And that's really all we're doing.
Yeah. So had you retired the cat suit?
Yeah, it had been gone. I think 2016 was the last time I wore that.
Got it. So they just kind of, that was just an added port.
Yeah, they were talking about it. And, you know, they've been casting for so long. And they'd seen it in the past and talked to people in town. And so it was kind of part of it. And I think it might have helped me get on the show, you know. So, but, yeah, I don't wear that anymore. They only go up to 275 pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I've outgrown it a little bit.
Okay, so Lucy nominated you.
Yes.
When did you find out she nominated you?
We were going through the process, I think, in like February. February, March, right around there. And then there was one round where we're like, okay, they nominated. I'm like, okay, you know, I don't think anything of it. And then we made it to like another level. They came out and with interviews and things like that. And then there was a long waiting period. I want to say like 4 months or something, where it was kind of like, hey, don't we think we like you, you know? And it was really interesting to see what all goes into it.
But you didn't meet the guys until that day.
Oh, right? No, yeah, that day they walked up. That's the first I met them.
Wow. Okay, so had you heard about Queer Eye?
Pretty much when I heard they were coming to Kansas City. And then Lucy watched them all on Netflix, and she was a big fan, so she was way ahead of me on it. And then she told me about it, so I watched a few of them, and I liked it. And I was like, okay, let's do it.
So what was it like being with the guys for how many days?
A week.
A week.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, they're, you know, you think they're like, I saw Jonathan, and I was like, there's no way he's like that all the time. But like, camera rolling, camera not rolling, he's on. Like, he's got so much energy. None of them were like snarky or anything off camera. They were all, I mean, they just seemed like genuine guys.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Okay. All right. So, you said they were there with you for a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, were there's cameras always rolling?
Yeah. It was, those people work so many hours, and there's a huge crew. I had no idea how big the production was and all that. But they put me in a hotel down the street from my house. They picked me up, and we would go wherever we were going that day. Shoot for 3 hours or so, take a lunch, and then go meet somewhere else. And they had one set up and just going in hot every time you show up.
Wow.
And I never knew where we were going. It was just all very spontaneous, nothing coached or trained. And you know, one of them was like, hey, show up. They put me, I saw the workout clothes. Are you getting wear workout clothes? I'm like, oh no, I'm not gonna dig this. I don't care what we're doing. If I'm in running shoes, something terrible is getting ready to go down. I'm not a big exerciser.
Which, that's part of the episode.
I'm trying, man. You know, I tried that Orange Theory, man. That place is something else. They're intense in there. It was cool.
And the skating, Michelle Kwan.
Yeah, that was, and seeing Lucy and Michelle Kwan was definitely my favorite. They were, you know, the tips that she got, and, you know, seeing the, you know, her icons, you know, somebody she watched clips of online and everything,
yeah.
Work with her. It was just, that's like when you're a dad and you want to get the best for your daughter and this, to make her better, it's like, what can you do better than that? So I felt really good about that happening.
So what did you learn from this experience?
The main thing was, I thought Lucy's wonderful. She's very, you know, she handles, gets dressed, combs her hair, does her bath, gets her snacks, gets her food, you know. And so I was kind of like in coast mode, you know, like, hey, man, I've nailed it with the kid. You know, now I can relax a little bit. And maybe it was not time to get so relaxed, and I need to be more engaged. So I never thought, like, and they never approached me like I was being a bad dad or anything. It was more of a, hey, you know, let's push her a little along to the finish line. You're missing quality time. You're going to want these hours back, you know, that I was maybe sitting on the couch when I could have been in the kitchen making cupcakes or something.
Did they teach you how to make cupcakes?
We made pancakes, and it's not that different, you know. And Lucy already has cupcakes down, so she calls me her sous chef in there.
So at the beginning of the episode, Jonathan really liked the cat suit.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he joked that he was taking them. And, you know, I was like, yeah. And then my buddy the other day wanted to borrow them for something. I was like, sure, let me go get them out of the basement. I'm looking around. I don't know where those things are. I don't want to say he took them. But they're unaccounted for right now. But it's not a big deal. They're retired. One of them is going to hang up in a side street, this bar by my house. They wanted one for the wall. And I was going to give it to them, but I'll find one.
I bet you'll find it on JVN's Instagram.
I bet that pops up. But, you know, with his gymnastics and skating and all his physical activity, it's probably better suited for him than me. I bet that's a great home for it.
So do you keep in contact with any of the guys?
It was so big a deal keeping secrets that I haven't talked to him at all. And I think, you know, we kind of discussed that we'll talk, you know, I'll be able to reach them going forward and everything. So I anticipate there being contact, but up till now, there hasn't been.
And Anthony really liked the dog. What's the dog's name again?
Oscar, yeah. Yeah, he threatened to steal it. And we actually got a second corgi now, and the new one's got crossed eyes. But Oscar, he's you know, he's in the show several times. Anthony was carrying him around like a baby.
Yeah. And, so how did this change your life?
I'm more involved with the skating. I know the terms. You know, I really kind of put in work. I'm asking more questions instead of just trying to sit to the side and stay away from the moms. I'm in there mixing it up with them, yeah, getting the tea from everybody. And then we're also cooking more with Lucy. You know, we're not doing a ton, but, you know, she's doing Brussels sprouts, so I'll cook steak, and we're making nice dinners. I'm still not a morning person. There's never going to be, I'm going to get up at 6 a.m. and cook breakfast. That just was, they couldn't have done anything to ever make that happen. And what else? You know, I'm keeping the beard shorter. You know, I like that length better, and the hair. Hair definitely a lot shorter than it was. I saw some of that. I was like, oh, God, you know, watching that. It was brutal.
It all looks different when you're on camera.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, wait, that's...
It was tough. And I had, like, a gray shirt on, and my house was kind of warm when they were first coming in, and I'm like, I should have been warned about this, you know, toweled off, cooled down a little bit, you know, so I did the whole sweaty for the whole, like, discovery phase of it.
And that was pretty long, wasn't it? The
yeah.
Initial meeting.
Yeah, yeah, that was all of them in the house, and they're, you know, I think I'm pretty witty and quick, and you get those guys, and they're just... They're on a different level. I couldn't get any words in. I'm just, one of them's over here doing something. Got the other one crawling around wearing the cat outfit over here. And I'm just, yeah, it was an unreal experience.
All right, so what do you want? So maybe people who don't know you but watched the episode, they're binging it this weekend. What do you want them to know about you and your episode?
I want them to know that, like, I never was a bad dad. I got a little bit more improvement and kind of told that I was checked out too soon, you know, and I needed to, like, finish it all the way. So know that, like, I was never awful or negligent of my child, and she's always had it pretty good.
All right. Well, thanks, sir.
So it was a lot of fun to be at the watch party that Stoner threw for his episode of Queer Eye season 4. And I think it's what I love so much about this is, yes, that they were able to incorporate his daughter Lucy
right
into the episode. And what a cool experience.
Very, very cool. Yeah. And it's so neat to hear their experiences with these people and to know that the Fab Five are just as great as they come across on TV. We've heard this from multiple people who are involved with the show. So it's just nice to know that. So it makes it even just that much more heartwarming and wholesome when you watch the show. Cause, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully they come back to Kansas City one day.
I hope so. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. All right. So binge watch season 4. I won't binge watch it. I pick and choose which episodes in what order, but anyway, I know a lot of people like to binge it, so it's on Netflix right now.
Yeah, right now. And just a reminder, we'd like to talk about Netflix shows and any TV show, really, that we watch or movies. So, and you can join in with us by following us on social media, on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, A Gal and a Gay. We talk about all kinds of stuff all the time, so please follow.
And you can find us on Spotify now, too, which is
pretty Yeah, Spotify, that's right. And we also have a website, agalandagaypodcast.com. And Podbean. Don't forget about Podbean. Podbean is the website that hosts our website. They've been very good to us, and they're very good to podcasts in general. And they featured us recently in an article, and we thank them for that. But they host hundreds of podcasts for all tastes and interests. Mm-hmm. So check them out.
Yeah. Excellent. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Bye.